कुछ लोग उधर से मिला है जो इधर आ गए, उनसे बात करना चाहते। आप जैसा लोग इधर आए ना झोपड़ी लेके, उनसे बात करना चाहते। रेडियो वाला है ये लोग। तो आप लोग उधर से उठ के आया था?
The outlines of Morty's face have become a blur for me, but Dindashi the place I've never forgotten. Dindashi then was almost the furthermost border of the city.
They've come from the race course area.
When did you come from?
आप लोग कब आए?
हमको 2 साल हुआ।
2 साल हो गए। We came 2 years ago.
And were you off? Were you told you had to come here, or did you decide to come here yourself?
वो corporation वाला उठा के इधर लाया था क्या? अपने आप आए?
नहीं, municipality वाला लाया।
Municipality वाला? We've been brought by the corporation.
And did the corporation build this for you, or did you build it yourself?
ये म्युनिसिपल वाला बनाया कि आप खुद बनाए?
अपने खुद ने बनाया।
वो कुछ नहीं दिया?
कुछ नहीं दिया, खाली जगह दिया और भाड़ा भी बड़ा दिया है।
अच्छा, we got the land for which we pay the rent, the rest we had to construct ourselves.
Dindashi looks like a refugee camp plonked down on the side of a hill, covered with what Indians call jungle or wild brush and trees. By now, word has spread that someone's come from the city, and everyone, including their aunt, empties out of their houses to come and gawk at me. The houses have walls of brick, but no mortar. They're held together with hope. The roofs are sheets of corrugated iron, cheap and especially nasty in summer.
Come on, Abba. Come on, boys. What? इधर है, देख लिया, ऊपर नहीं
देखता।
नहीं नहीं साहब, आता क्या? नहीं,
one man, drunk on country liquor, desperately wants to chat me up and probably touch me up for a few rupees. And I, of course, smile gamely because I don't really understand what he's saying.
They didn't decide, the municipality sent us here.
Would you, if you had had your own free will, would you have stayed living on the street?
We would have stayed down there.
There is Tadev and Baikla on the shaded pavements near the Bombay racecourse. Their huts have been torn down. They and their belongings were loaded onto trucks, dumped here without further ceremony, and told, this is your land. Be thankful. Now get on and build your homes. Of course, it couldn't really work, and it hasn't. For Moti and most of the others, that is the problem in a nutshell. No work.
We all go in the bus and we take the train from the main and we go to the town to work and come back.
So you go back to where you used to work every day. How does that take you?
Moti makes garlands of fresh flowers on the pavement outside Dada Station. The sort of thing you take to the temple or drape over your doorway on an auspicious day.
We wake up around 4 in the morning, leave the house and we'd end up in the town by 6.
But out here on the edge of the jungle, there's no station, no commuters, no temple and no worshippers. And no fresh flowers either. So every morning, Moti walks to the main road, hops on a bus to the nearest railway station and spends 4 hours a day commuting to and from her work in Dada.
When do you get back here in the evening?
I'll go now and I'll come back 11 at night.
But if most of them had the option, they'd never come back.
If the municipality said, you can go back to the street you were living on, we won't ever tear it down again, would you go back?
Yes, go back. लेकिन फिर सड़क में रहना पड़ेगा तो
क्या करें भाई?
फिर भी चले जाओ,
वो अच्छा है सब, वो अच्छा,
फिर भी चला जाएगा।
बम्बई में रहेगा तो मतलब खाने भर के कमा लेगा, यहाँ क्या कमाएगा?
Well, you see, the problem is that we will still go back, given the chance, for simple reason, though the facilities are not there, but at least we have work there.
अपना जगह में बेचेगा हम लोग जाएगा फिर।
We'll sell this place, get a chance and go back.
You will?
Many of the new householders are so fed up, they've already done precisely that. Sold up and moved back to racecourse and the pavement. Sure, they have running water and toilets, even a primary school here in Dindashi. But there simply is no work. It's as simple as that. And they can't afford the commute. One woman says it costs her 200 rupees a month. And she only earns 800 selling vegetables on the pavement in Baikla. You can't make ends meet on that. Dindashi, the place, is a curse.
4,000 slum dwellers have shifted here.
Well, have been shifted here.
Yes.
None of you have come voluntarily.
No, none of them.
No. Look, isn't it ironic that you have those big expensive buildings there?
A few hundred yards beyond Indoshi, there's a gleaming white building set in immaculate green lawns. Looks like a palace or corporate headquarters. The contrast couldn't be more stark if it had been planned. It is a palace of sorts. It's the offices of the Indira Gandhi Cooperative Development Bank.
जैसे स्थान से रहते ना स्थानी से मरेंगे पुतली भाई के जैसा हां स्थान से जीना है हम लोग को
I have lived with pride I will die with pride I will not go to a place like that
Well, could you just tell me why not? What's wrong with it?
गलती नहीं है इधर क्या है कि ये सब जो है ना हमारे इधर सब बर्तन मांजने वाले
टाइम 2 weeks later the scene a schoolyard of Pierkan Road in Baikal the speaker Medina an official school custodian and president of Maila Mila the subject Dindoshi of course
और 2 घंटा लेन लगा we are alive in this place we've got our job secure around this area if we go to such a far place we have no security of a job we have to spend so much on travel Well, who the hell wants to go so far?
Okay, but can you find a piece of land just in this
area? आपको नजदीक जमीन मिला है क्या?
Is there vacant land around here?
आपको नजदीक
जमीन नजदीक में जमीन नहीं मिला तो गवर्नमेंट क्या आंख ही नहीं है गवर्नमेंट को?
Maybe we cannot read and write, but our eyes are open. We can see vacant places around. The government says there's no place. The government has allocates money for the poor, which never reaches us. But we are going to find out. We are searching. We keep finding out from sources who can tell us, and we are going to make it someday.
But have you found a piece of land that you want to build on?
हम लोग तीन साल से कॉलेज नहीं पढ़ा. मुंसिपाल स्कूल में पढ़ रहे हैं तीन साल से. और लड़ेंगे गवर्नमेंट से और लेंगे. हमारा भी हक है ये भारत में.
I have not gone to any formal school, but I have gone to 3 years of training program with all these guys. And we have learned something. We have benefited a little bit out of all this. We have learned to talk to government officials. We have learned that if we come together, we can negotiate for something. And we have the hope that we will get it.
माल दे दो तो कोई भी ये देगा ये जो आपके हाथ में मैक है बगैर पैसा दिए नहीं मिला है इसमें पहला पैसा दिया होगा तो मैक दिया होगा
and Medina's learned one very practical lesson
if you have money nobody can say anything to you so we've also kept our money ready you've procured this mic because you had the money to buy it similarly we are going to get our land because we've made the arrangements for it
now you say we previously it was I so does that mean that you've organized yourselves as a group
सब औरत लोग एक साथ हो गए इसलिए आप ऐसे बात कर रहे हैं
When did you start organizing yourself then?
3 saal ho ke aaya na hum log
nearly 3 years.
Well, before that incident in October 86 when the
Before that.
Yeah. And how many of you are in the group then now?
Aisa to 600 aadmi tha khas
600 families.
Aisa to abhi bhi bharosa nahi hai hamare ekta mein aur samghatna mein ki humko ghar milega.
Medina says there are many pavement people watching and waiting before committing themselves to the new organization. Getting a house is the goal, but now it's not the only goal.
It may be that we may never get a house, but for us our organization is more important.
Well, the demolition per se have not reduced very drastically.
They're still doing it.
They're still doing it irrationally. It still works out that they break down these houses and they come up the next day. But the difference is that the people have changed.
Meanwhile, back in Maila Milan's garage cum office, Sheila Patel, social activist and driving force behind Spark, the small development organization. An important part of the story, but not the story. Anyway, Sheila and her fellow social workers have been training the pavement dwellers to think and take decisions for themselves. And one of the first things they've done is to design houses that make sense for them, that they can build and maintain for themselves. And they've come up with 4 models. Those designs are up on the wall. The winning house is a 14-foot high room with a mezzanine that serves as a loft for sleeping. Simple to build, and it almost doubles the total living area. And most important, the pavement dwellers designed it themselves. A few months earlier, they built these four models for real, out of scrap wood near the racecourse, and they sent out invitations to anyone who was anyone in low-income housing. The man from the city, the man from the state of Maharashtra, the man from the housing ministry in New Delhi, even the man from the World Bank housing scheme.
And they came, everybody came.
And what did they learn?
They learned a lot. I think that was a very important turning point. And in a lot of ways, all these things which we were doing before that, which were considered by everybody to be slightly crazy, suddenly became very legitimate.
But there are still a lot of myths and misconceptions flying about. One of them is that Sheila and her fellow social workers in Spark are really running the show, calling the shots, imposing their values and their wishes on the poor, illiterate pavement dwellers. Sheila says it simply isn't so. The pavement dwellers don't want to live like this forever and ever.
I do not see how I can bequeath this pavement to my grandchild. I want something better for my grandchild. My children have grown up here. I don't see this as a good place for my grandchildren to grow up there. I want something better than this. And right now, we are in a process of getting government to see that people are not these apathetic, idiotic, foolish people who they figure them out to be, you know. We have people who come and say, oh, these poor pavement dwellers, or these poor shelterless people. But they're poor financially. They're very strong people, and they have a lot of convictions, they have a lot of talents, and they're not weak in that sense. And the most exciting thing is that people see a role for themselves in this whole replanning, and they feel very capable of planning this.
They say the proof of the pudding's in the eating. So let's ask Muni and Medina back in the schoolyard on Pir Khan Road.
No, we're not planning to stay here. We're very much in favor of moving out. In fact, we're doing the housing training program. All of us are in it together. And we're saving in the bank, and we've seen our land. And the work is all going on for our housing, and we're not interested in staying here. But
Medina, puffing away furiously on a bidi, bursts in with a declaration of supreme sacrifice.
I'd hate to have you as an enemy. You're very fierce.
We'll cut down on our smoking bidis if we have to do the traveling from there, but we will do it. If I smoke two bidis now, I'll be smoking one bidi then. And this way, we will be able to, do the traveling.
The forced resettlement to Dindoshi in 1988 is now generally acknowledged to have been exactly how not to resettle pavement dwellers. Ironically, the handful who survived there are now doing very well indeed, thank you. But that's another story for another time. I'm Julian Crandall-Hollick in Bombay.